Brooke, how about you?
I'll have a fried egg.
I love it. I love it. You know what? It's very interesting to note the popularity of Animorphs. What do you think is the real magnetism about the program?
Well, I think it's a really interesting show for kids, primarily. I think it's got everything for them. It's got action. It's got characters they can relate to, sci-fi, computer effects, animals. I think it's like all these things in one, and it's not demeaning to kids. So I think all those things make it a great show.
Yeah. Christopher, do you feel as though there's a lot of programming aside from your wonderful production that is demeaning, as Brooke points out? That lowers the standard, so to speak.
Yeah. I don't know. I would imagine that demeaning may be a bit of a strong phrasing or something, although I completely understand what she's saying. Just that I think that this show in particular appeals to children because this is what's hot now.
Right.
Aliens, fantasy, and action, and all that. And we have all that, but as well as that, we have a well-written show, good character development, and it's something that maybe the kids can't always see watching programming that's directed at them outside of our show. It's a unique show in that. It's got something from older shows like, you know, X-Files and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But along with that, it's not as, violent or... Mm-hmm. have as much mature subject matter.
Christopher, in a moment, I'd like you to give us a summary of the show's purpose and its mission so that parents listening can readily say, yeah, that sounds like a great show. But first, Brooke, there's a lot going on nowadays on the scene. Tell us, why did you want to get involved with this production? What was it that really interested you in this part?
This part particularly, or acting on in general?
This part here.
I actually, before I auditioned, I read a couple of the books just to sort of get a taste of who this character might be like. And I really liked Rachel. She's a brave girl, and I think she sort of embodies the... our 90s sort of girl power issue. She doesn't need to depend on anyone. And I think it gives girls a good role model. And I think, she's a very interesting person. And I felt that I could have a lot of fun with her part.
Great. And by the way, it shows. It really does. By the way, my two children love Animorphs.
Oh, that's great.
This is one of these unprecedented endorsements. When my kids heard that we were going to have you on, they wanted to skip school.
Oh, wow.
Well, then they might be interested in Animorphomania on Saturday, January the 9th.
Absolutely.
From 1 to 6, and they can watch all the episodes that have ever been aired.
Now, this is the first 11 episodes, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And it's going to be this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, January the 9th from 1 in the afternoon until 6 p.m., that's Eastern time.
And they might also be interested in our new episode. It's a two-parter called The Capture.
Yes.
And I think it's probably one of the most exciting episodes yet. It's one of my favorites. And it also starts a new time slot change on Nickelodeon. So that's January the 10th on Sunday at 8 p.m.
That's terrific. And for years now, I've been hugging Nickelodeon for doing such an admirable job of presenting quality productions for our children. Christopher, about The Capture now, what is really going to be very interesting about this upcoming episode, The Capture? Is there anything that we ought to look for specifically?
Absolutely. The big sort of plot point in this one is that our beloved hero, Jake, may or may not be a controller.
Aha!
Yeah, so that's the big intense piece of action in that one.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's got to tune in and find out what happens.
So they may he may or may not be a human controller, and what was it, like taking over the brain?
That's right. He may or may not have a Yerk in his head controlling his brain, which would be just disastrous to the Animorphs.
Absolutely. And when is The Capture debuting?
So the capture debuts Sunday at 8 p.m. Uh-huh. on Nick. So that's January the 10th, Sunday, 8 p.m., Nick.
That is terrific. By the way, we have some photographs here. The makeup on this production is first class. it really is. The costuming and makeup. Who was in charge of that, by the way?
Well, Ashleen.
Okay.
Joseph and Don Rivard.
All right. Well,
and Leslie Dumbleton are our head makeup and hair persons.
All right.
But the makeup, I don't know if you mean our animal faces.
Yes,
that's exactly. Actually done all by computer.
Yeah.
It's all computer digitalized. Mm-hmm. So
that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new program yeah. called Elastic Reality. And they are able to morph our faces yeah. and different body parts in quite a realistic way, I think.
Absolutely. They've got us in the room oftentimes with the live wild animal.
Oh, that is awesome.
Take the shots and then computerize it and morph it together.
Wow.
That's how come it looks so realistic, because
it really is.
Real.
Yeah, it really is, Christopher. Brooke, I'm looking right now at your picture of this computer-enhanced photo of half of your face as
That's been a popular one.
Right, right. Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
you tell these computer whizzes that they deserve a big hug for this.
Yeah, they do.
Do you folks ever get up around Cape Cod, Massachusetts?
Not myself.
I can't say that I've been there.
All right, listen, we have a nice historic diner right near Cape Cod in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and we go coast to coast out of this diner, but I'd like to invite you both up here in or out of costume and have some great breakfast as we welcome you here, all right?
All right.
And before we go, I think we should mention that on Friday night, for all the kids out there, if they want to ask questions directly to Tobias, Cassie, or Marco, we're going to be on the internet having an online chat at AOL... It's keyword Nick. So if anyone wants to type in their questions and stuff, we'd be happy to answer them.
Christopher, give us the web address again.
It's on America Online, and the keyword is Nick.
Nick. Perfect. Just like in Nickelodeon, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
Hey, folks, what a delight to have you both with us. And onward, you two are going to be heard of for a long, long time. Continue the good work.
Thanks a lot.
Much.
All right. Bye, Brooke. Bye, Christopher. And America, you stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
All lines are back open.